Choose convenience and choose KB Pharmacy, located on Main Street in Marion. KB Pharmacy is a proud supporter of Rocket Football.
All right, Coach Courtney, it's Monday shortly after noontime, and you've had all weekend to digest this victory down at Russellville, the 43-8 win. Could have very easily been 43-0, but sometimes you just let those guys play, and they take their lumps too. So 43-8 victory, district championship, regular season district champion in the pocket. And over the weekend, I'm sure you've looked at the sales, and then you've reflected on this game, broken the field down. What'd you see from the Russellville game?
I feel like we're getting better. Still some things to work on. I thought offensively we were really efficient. Thought special teams played well. I thought defensively came out a little bit slow, but I thought we gradually picked it up and started playing better. Even though we were stopping them, they were driving and picking up first downs. They pretty much ate up. I think the offense only touched the ball once in the first quarter, so we don't like that. We want to be able to get off the field a little bit quicker and just have a little bit more sense of urgency coming out. But Russellville came out and had some big old guys in the big set and kind of gave us a little bit of problems there too. So give them some credit. They came out and did something a little bit different, and we weren't quite prepared for it. But overall, the guys came out and did what they needed to do, played hard, played well, and excited for that win. We've been working for that one for a long time.
Well, Russellville moved the ball down. Like you said, their first series moved the ball down, got the red zone, and they had a holding call and then a big sack by Bennett McDaniel. We kind of highlighted that in the post-game report. But just some big plays there early, and then from there on, they just you just shut them down.
Yeah, I felt like we got settled in. I don't know. We just kind of came out on our heels a little bit. But after that, like you said, I felt like we pretty well handled them, just got settled down. I don't know if we're a little nervous. Kind of we've hyped that game up for a year, really. Ever since we've been back, that's the one that we've been talking about. So I don't know exactly what it was, being away. I don't know. But we did start a little bit slow defensively. But we're able to hold them, you know, get a red zone stop, make some big plays when we needed to. And, you know, that's at the end of the day what matters.
They had, I think, a 2 or 3 first downs on that first series, and then a couple more the rest of the first half, and then did not get a first down in the second half until 3 minutes left in the game when you had your reserves in.
Yeah, they had a few little adjustments, but I thought Sammy really took over the line of scrimmage in the second half and kind of shut that little set they had down, and also their quarterback went out and didn't play in the second half, which I'm sure hurt their game plan and kind of led them just to the ground, and we pretty well knew what was coming at that point. So that, I'd say that was some of it too. But as the game went on, I thought we started playing better and better and gained confidence and got a little loose when we got up and started playing the way that we should play.
Yeah, they ran that monster snap it to the quarterback, and they had three different guys run quarterback or whatever. It's just a snap it to the guy behind center, and he runs behind those big old linemen.
Yeah.
And but we got it solved pretty quick. And I know all the film that I watched on, which wasn't much, I never saw that, but you said you had seen it.
Yeah, I had seen it. It was a little different than I expected it to be, and they blocked it a little bit different than I expected. But I had seen it, and it's something that we used to run here, pretty similar. I mean, we did a little bit different, but pretty similar. And they have ran it for years, too. Yeah. So, but just a little bit different than it had been in the past.
We had two guys split the honors for defensive player of the game, Caleb Nesbitt and Sammy Impostato. And it's two guys we keep mentioning about that defense, and they're just getting better every week.
Yeah, I just couldn't decide between the two. Their stat line was pretty similar, and both really impacted the game. Tackles for losses, big tackles, forceful tackles. Caleb was a touchdown-saving tackle. Just a lot of big plays, too, and then probably led us in production as well. But really big plays by them. Just become really consistent and really good every week. You know, I can't say enough about either one of those guys. They've really stepped up and played key roles in this defense, which was expected, honestly. And they've filled the role and playing the way that they should be.
Right. Caleb Nesbitt, of course, had a touchdown reception. Had two catches, 28 yards, including the touchdown. So another big offensive night for him. You've mentioned special teams a few times, but we don't have a special teams player of the week this week.
Yeah, it wasn't that we played bad special teams-wise. It was just that it was hard to point out one person. I mean, I felt like Though we did give up that fake punt, which was pretty frustrating, but that was really on the defense, and it wasn't even the design fake. We just blew it. But then, besides that, I mean, I felt like we won the – we returned the punt back, did good, hit the extra points. I felt like we won the field position battle pretty well all night, but it wasn't really any one player that stood out. We just didn't know really where to go with that, and we thought cold defense maybe was more deserving.
Yeah. Of course, we did dominate field position. Mm-hmm. We took over possession of the ball. I can't remember off the top of my head. Don't have my notes with me, but probably at least half of our possessions we took over. And it wasn't a big advantage, but we were inside of their territory. Uh-huh. We finished up with only 10 first downs in this game. And so, to score that many points and only have 10 first downs, you're hitting them with some big plays or having a short field. Or a little bit of both, too.
Right. Yeah, it seemed like a little bit of both to me. And, and then they executed well. I thought the offense has been playing well, and I thought they came out and played well again. But they did have some short fields, and special teams did a good job in kick game and the coverage game.
Micah Newcomb, gosh, how efficient can you be? 12 for 14 for 103 yards.
Yeah, we're coming to expect it out of him. Every week he's been very efficient and just doing a great job with his arm, with his legs. Just gives us everything, making the right reads. Just can't say enough about him. Just playing really, really well. Obviously, those offensive lines playing well for him to play well, and his receivers and his support cast are playing well around him too. So it's good to see he's really going, and it's the right time to be doing that.
So 62 yards rushing, 103 passing, a nice night for Micah Newcomb, and he earns your Offensive Player of the Game awards. And I was really proud. Gatt and Travis had a big first half. He had the most rushing yards he's had in a game all season long, and really he got them all the first half.
Yeah, they just don't get many touches. What they're doing with their touches, everybody's doing good with the touches they get. There's just so many, and especially when you're scoring fast, there's just not a whole lot to go around. I thought Gatton ran really hard, finished runs, got downhill quick. He showed his speed on the outside a little bit. I was really impressed with the way he ran the ball. Preston Morrison also had a big night. I don't know. He had two touchdowns receiving, maybe.
He did. He had five catches for 62 yards, a couple of – and he's a guy that he's just in on everything. He's in on your, like you say, your special teams, your punts, your kickoff return. Is he?
Returns the kicks, returns the punts,
and he's on. He's no telling how many extra points, points he's had in extra points.
Got a 2-point conversion.
Whether running it or kicking it, or he's a guy we're gonna miss.
Absolutely, yeah. He does so much for the team. On and on. He's always out there on everything and is a key part of everything we're doing. So,
and he very likely leads us in unsportsmanlike conduct.
Absolutely.
But he's really done a better job.
He was. I was proud of him. It was a lot of junk going out there. I didn't feel like he got involved in it. And we had talked about that. So we're making progress for sure, and proud of the
way he plays with a lot of passion. He does. And that's why he gets a flag every now and then.
Yeah, and it goes hand in hand. I mean, it's a thin line there.
Sure.
You want him to play hard and with the edge, and especially a smaller guy like that. That's a lot of what makes him the player that he is, but it's just got to be controlled sometimes. It can't go the other way where it hurts the team. And then I think he's understanding that and doing a lot better job.
Yeah, I think so too. Then you've got Grayson James, lineman of the week, second week in a row, I believe, wasn't it?
Is that right? I'm not.
Or maybe two out of the last three.
Yeah, but he's definitely becoming a solid guy up there. Played really well up front. Defensive line, he's playing really well too. He's really close to being really, really good at defensive end, and really excited of what he's bringing over there as well. And offensive line, he's become our guy probably up there. Him and Lane have been really solid back and forth, kind of offense player of the week or offense lineman of the week, and they both played well again this week. So. He just keeps doing it.
We were talking the other day, and I don't want to jinx him. I don't want to put a bullseye on his back, but you just were talking about, we've had a lot of injuries this year, and how tough he is, and how, he's just stayed injury free and taking some beatings in there, too.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough place to play, but that kid is tough as nails. He's as tough as it gets. I've seen him hurt, I've seen him sick, I've seen him all kinds of stuff going with him. He kind of makes his faces and then just keeps on going. That's just who he is. He don't have any quit in him whatsoever. And it's awesome to coach a kid like that and then to see him, you know, get the success that he's having by being able, you know, to push through things and stay out there and eventually become a really good player like he has now. So just super proud of him and excited for how he's playing.
Seth Guest, Case Govan, of course, we mentioned Bennett McDaniel, but some other guys that got in there, Gatton Travis, some big defensive plays on night. Just everybody just stepped up, and they wanted this. They wanted to exercise that that demon of the second place trophy from last year.
Yeah.
Now they've got a first place coming.
That's right.
On order.
Yeah, yep, that's right. They all came out and played hard. We had several guys that played really well, and that's what you want to see this time of year, and especially in a big game like that. Yeah, a lot of guys that played really well and thought we really wanted it. It meant something to the guys, and it was good to see that.
Well, give us a little hint at Louisville DeSales, a team we've never seen before. We just don't have any common opponents. They're pretty good, huh?
Yeah.
For 0-9.
They're 0-9, but when I turned on the film, I was shocked to see that that's 0-9 football team. Obviously, they're playing PRPs and just big 6A school, Ryle. I don't even know all. Cal, which is number one team in 3A, is in their district. Just their schedule is just a juggernaut of a schedule. And they're not a bad football team whatsoever. Got some really big guys, really well coached. You know, we're going to have our hands full this week. We're going to have to play really well. But that's good. That's good. It's good for us, you know, to have a tough opponent. The playoffs aren't going to be easy. Nothing's going to be easy from here on out. And this one's not easy at all. I know the schedule, and I thought the same thing. Looking at 0-9, you think that you might, you know, have kind of a tune-up week going into the playoffs. But that's not what we're getting ourselves into.
We're going to have our hands full. And then the week after that, the bracket set, at least for round one, Fort Knox will be coming down here.
Yes, Fort Knox will be here.
So we played them several years back in the first round. I believe we played them maybe once or twice in the history.
Not much. Yeah, I know we played them here. It was right before I got here, the year or two before I got here. I saw that we had played them. I know absolutely nothing about them. Yeah,
it's a military school.
Yes. Yeah, I didn't know that. Yeah, that's about it.
Yeah. Yeah, just looking at their record, you know, they can be deceiving like we see with the sales, but they've not done too well this year. But typically that's the way your four seeds roll in. So, all right, Coach Courtney, well, good luck at practice this week. And if you don't forget, you can get your chili supper tickets before the football game. Come to Rocket Arena. It's a different venue. It's going to be there in the conference room, right behind the concession stand. So it's a Lady Rocket softball team. So I'm giving a big plug in for that.
Awesome. Yeah.
We're going to feed everybody.
Yeah, good night for chili.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Coach Gordon.